Louis Trapani here with another Audio Boo. I was outside taking some photos, and, well, before I go any further, let me just say, last year I was out and about taking some photos on my deck. It's a wooden deck, and strangest thing was that this butterfly kept on landing on a certain portion of the railing on this wooden deck. It's a wooden railing, and it's a very long railing, lots of railings for it to land on. I mean, lots of area or space that it could very well land on, but it kept on flying away and then re-land in that same spot. It would flap its wings. It seemed to be aware of me there, and I was actually taking some pictures at that time. I took some pictures of that butterfly, and it was only this one particular day that it kept on landing in that location, and, you know, outside of taking some pictures of it, I didn't give it a second thought other than having those pictures as a, you know, evidence or a recording of that day or that moment. So I'm doing the same thing today and just happen to be walking by that same deck and railing and notice what appears to be the same butterfly. Now, is that possible? How long does a butterfly live? I didn't think they would live span, you know, from last summer to this summer. It looks identical as far as its markings. Now, I was there with my digital SLR, so I was taking some pictures of it, and I'm going to have to compare it now once I transfer the images to my computer to the pictures that I took last year to see if it's, I'm imagining it can't be the same one, but it kept on landing in that same spot. Of this whole massive railing, it just chose that same spot that it did last year. It's the same species of butterfly, and I took pictures of it, and then it landed on my shoulder, and so I quickly took my iPhone and tried to grab a picture of myself with it on my shoulder, but unfortunately you can't see what you're taking a picture of when you, if you try to take a picture of yourself with the iPhone, the lens is on the camera lens is on the back of the iPhone, and the viewer, the view screen, the LCD viewer is on the other side, so you can't actually see what you're taking. So there's some pictures of me without the butterfly visible, and there's but I'm going to choose one that kind of that you can actually see the butterfly with, and it's just a close up of my shoulder, and I'll later when I transfer the images off my DSLR, I'll put both of them online somewhere, maybe on Flickr. Anyway. But how long does a butterfly live? I guess I'll need to Google that. That's it for now. Cheers.